Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Monday. And a big congratulations to me for surviving, I think, my 21st Daytona Beach Bike Week. I'm in one piece. It's a lot of fun. Man, it's scary out there sometimes, but I'm back. All right, today we're going to talk about something I know you want, I know you strive for, everybody does, and that is seizing control of their life, their relationships, their money, their mind, the whole thing. Seizing control. Is there ability, a way for you to control everything around you? Well, somewhat, because it starts with you. It's a mindset shift. I'll give you that today. So if you're into it, hang on for the ride. It'll be a fun show. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. That's 2006, for those of you that say it the other way. Episode 4,786. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. Happy to have you here today on March 14th, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Two events, one day. Come to one, come to both. It's my Face Your Passion Workshop. Do what you love, even if you hate it. Will there be a replay? People are asking me, Scott, it sounds interesting. Sounds like something I want to do. Will there be a replay? Yes, there will. But only if you pre-register. You'll get it right away if you pre-register. I would prefer to have you on the event live because I want to see your smiling face and get to know you. It's just better that way, but I understand you get busy. But if you don't register, I do not want to be accused of being a spammer. I don't hang out with spammers. I don't expect you to hang out with me if I spam you. So if you'd like this, go to faceyourpassion.com and get registered. I'll probably tell you a couple more times about that. So on Mondays, the most important question I ask on a Monday is actually the only question I really ask on a Monday. Have you done your homework? There's only one question inside the homework. How's my life going? I know I ask it every single Monday. In fact, the Face Your Passion program I have built is centered around homework. It is so important for you to sit down, take a couple minutes and say, how's my life going? Well, Scott, my life's not going very good. I'm in a lost place right now. Good. Accept it. Deal with it. Well, Scott, my life is awesome. Why do I have to do my homework? Because it's going to change. Scott, my life is someplace in the middle. I don't know. I'm coming or going. I don't know if it's working out or not working out. Well, do your homework and start to figure it out. It is a magical thing. I tell you, the more you spend time with this kind of thinking, the more you spend time with me, you don't have to do it every single day. And I'm not going to say every single day is even for you, but I'm saying that when you engage in this kind of thinking, you will change. Don't believe me? Give me a week or two and see what happens. Do your homework. Okay, now, let's talk about control. Give me control. Well, Scott, I can't give control. I give up control. I don't really believe you can really control anything in life. I really don't believe that. I just don't think you can. I really don't think we have that power in us. I think it seems that we can control some things as long as everything's going okay. You know what I mean by that, right? I got it under control, Scott. Got a nice home, got a nice family. Everything is perfect. I pay my bills on time. I am a model citizen. I got this beast under control. What's that, doctor? What did you say I have? Well, I've been married to you now 20 years. What did you say you did with who? My God, you're such a good kid. Who are you hanging out with? I'm in such control. I can handle anything. Excuse me a second while I... But if you could, you'd be happier, wouldn't you? Several years ago, I created something called Do What Makes Your Heart Sing. You can tell there's a thread to what I do. It's in my heart. I want to spend my time and energy on the things that I'm passionate about doing, and I want you to do the same thing. But I created Do What Makes Your Heart Sing a few years back, mainly because my wife, my first wife, before she passed away, she said, whatever you do, do what makes your heart sing. And she knew I would anyway, because I listened to my wife, and secondly, that's how I'm wired. But I created that program, and I was happy about it, but ultimately, when I looked at it, it worked because it had core teaching in it, teachings I still do to this day. You ready for these? You might want to make a couple of notes of these. And if you make this note and you're on my Facebook group at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, post it in the chat. I love it when you post your handwritten notes in the chat because then I can see, gosh, this stuff actually works. You're actually paying attention. It's awesome when I see that happen. So do it for me. Number one, stop fixing to get ready. If you want something, there is no reason to put it off. You could go out and do it today. Fixing to get ready, it's a southern term. You folks up north might not understand the fixing. What are you doing? I'm fixing to get ready. What the hell does that mean? Well, I'm not going to get ready yet, but I'm fixing to get ready. It's kind of that preliminary thing that you stay in forever until you decide to actually get ready. And as you get ready, then you go do it. So if you're in that mode of fixing to get ready, you're thinking about it, you're pondering it, you're getting more information on it, you don't know if you're going to be able to make it, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, stop it. Stop it. Anything you want can happen right away, and you know it's true. I don't have to preach to you about that, do I? I will. I got some preacher in me, I think. Anything you want, you don't have to put it off. It can start today. But there's consequences, there's limitations. Yeah, sure. Could be good consequences. Could be good limitations. Could be. Bike week just happened. They have this thing called speed limits. Seems optional during bike week. To me, I find it a good limitation. Some things are good like that. Number two, ask for help. We all need help. Millions of people are waiting for you to ask them. Believe it or not, they are. They want to help you. Usually, they're waiting for you to ask for them. It helps them, too. So if you're feeling stuck, ask for help, but be reasonable, because if you send me a whole bunch of emails right now, and I'll get 100 emails saying, Scott, you said ask for help, I'm going to ask for help right now. Well, be reasonable. Have good timing. Make sure somebody knows you. Have a good relationship. Don't just walk up to somebody you don't know real well and say, hey, give me this. No, but ask for help. Hard to do sometimes, particularly when you're very good at doing it yourself. So we're going to stop fixing to get ready, and then we're going to ask for help if we need it. Number three, slow down when it gets bumpy. Ooh, the road is always going to get bumpy. If you're going to go after big-ass goals, and you should be, if you're not, you're silly. That's the way you get what you want. You're going to go down some rough roads, and it's not because of your choice. A lot of people don't even start a big goal because they start imagining how rough the road's going to be, and they don't do it. Well, here's the deal. I don't care what you do. You are going to go down a rough road. So if you want control of your life, just slow down a little bit. Just expect it to be bumpy. Slow down. Stay focused. Keep moving as fast as you can, but slow it down. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My motorcycle again. I was out on the road. It was one of those rutty Florida sandy roads. I got a big Harley. It usually handles roads really well. But out on a rutty Florida sandy road, what'd I do? I slowed down. Number four, Fly It Into the Barn. Man, it's a great movie. Secondhand Lions, I believe is the name of that movie a lot of years ago. Pilots. See, good pilots, and they were pilots in the movie, good pilots know something. They know that they always continue to fly their airplane until it's safely tied down on the ground. Because if the wind blows, an airplane's going to fly. That's what they do. Doesn't have to have a propeller if the wind blows fast enough. So you slow down. You keep going until you get what you want. And you fly it into the barn. If you haven't seen the movie, these pilots in this movie decided one day that was it. That was time to give up on life. They were done. And they found them in a barn, in their airplanes, upside down. They flew that thing all the way in the barn, put it away, and that was that. That's what you do. Once you're committed, you fly it into the barn. You just keep on going until you get what you want, and if you don't, oh well, there you are, right? You'll land. It doesn't matter. Number five, be smart. Set goals. Don't argue with me. Just don't do it. This one is simple. Trust and use your wisdom and instinct. Set goals. Keep you moving forward, reaching for what you want. Now, we're going to go into goals here quite a bit here in the coming weeks, because the goal system, like the SMART goal system, so many people have talked about and you've heard me complain about. And the reason is because it was kind of truncated, I guess. That SMART goals work okay. Smarter goals explain it even better. I don't disagree with some of it, but it's something that came out a long time ago. Somebody made it up. They put it out there and it took. It's still really good. It's fine. It works on a very basic level, but we now know something about goal setting. That when there are big goals, big ass goals, really challenging, but yet doable, hardly believable, but sort of, your life changes. So if you're doing the old goal setting stuff, the stuff's been taught for 15, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, there's a reason it's not working for you. But set big goals. At least start there. Number six, don't give monkeys piggyback rides. Monkeys don't like to ride on piggybacks. If you let them, other people will happily put their monkey on your back. You've heard that before. Don't put your monkey on my back. That's usually followed by me saying, not my monkey, not my circus. What I mean by that is if you get going throughout your day today, you're going to find a lot of people are going to try to put their monkey, their stress, their worry, their weight, everything they have on your back and see if you'll carry it for them. Happens all the time. You might find some folks at work that do that all the time, put a monkey on your back. They fail and fail and fail again. Yet they rise up because they put the monkey on your back, kept you down. Happens all the time. Don't take somebody else's monkey and put it on your back unless you really want to serve them and you've decided to do that. But don't take it. Don't allow them to do it for you. Number seven. This is one that a lot of people don't understand. But if you want to take control of your life, you got to be able to do this. When I was starting out a lot of years ago, I was in my 20s, I believe. I was trying to learn to make sales, do all that fancy stuff you do in your 20s, get motivated, figure out how to start a business, all that kind of stuff. And I can remember very vividly right now, walking down hallways, going into a meeting, probably a little conference room or something. And I was a young man at the time, feeling like, oh man, I have no self-confidence. I'm not going to get this. So one day, my friend Terry up in Memphis, Tennessee, is a martial arts instructor. He was wrapping up class one day and had the kids stretching their elbow back over their shoulder. You know how they do a tricep stretch? They hold their elbow up by your head and they kind of pull back on it. And he'd have them stretching the triceps after the martial arts class. And he said, and now pat yourself on the back and say, I done good. So I started talking about this on my podcast years ago, probably 18, 19 years ago. And my members picked up on it. We started to call it PYOTB, practicing daily PYOTB, pat yourself on the back. Now, the members got kind of excited about this because they said, well, Scott, is there an advanced version of this? PYOTB, pat yourself on the back, be your own best cheerleader. Because, you know, when you're trying to build self-confidence, make a sales call, ask somebody to marry you, whatever happens to be, and you're walking down that proverbial long hallway to get there, and you're feeling nervous like you don't have a chance in hell of getting it. Sometimes you got to be able to pump yourself up, pat yourself on the back, or as Tony Robbins says, do it, make your move. Become your own cheerleader, get so pumped up when you walk in the room, nobody can stop you. Sometimes that has to happen. But what happens when that doesn't work? When you reach back, you pat yourself on the back. When that doesn't work, well, then we take to the advanced version, PYOTB, still use the same letters, but now it's pat yourself on the butt. I'm telling you, you slip into a little closet someplace, slip around the corner, nobody can see you, put your favorite song on your iPhone or whatever, and slap yourself on the butt and say, I done good. I'm telling you, it'll wake you up and get you all fired up. Be careful nobody's watching, though. Now, if you want the super duper crazy advanced version, and you have a really good relationship with your wife, or your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or something, maybe you shouldn't pat them on the butt. I think that might not be the good thing. These days, we can hardly pat anybody else on the back without getting in trouble for it. But pat yourself on the back, be your own best cheerleader. So stop fixing the girl, ask for help, slow down, fly it into the barn, be smart, set goals. Don't let other people put their monkey on your back. Don't do that. And practice daily PYOTB. Pat yourself on the butt and say, I done good, just like we would in the South. And watch how suddenly you start taking control over your world in ways that will really amaze you. FaceYourPassion.com. Get registered. The event is Thursday, March 14th, 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. You can come to one. You can come to both. Register one time. Show up whichever one you want to. Maybe both. I'd love to see you, okay? And if you want some cool people, head to Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That is where I am hanging out every single day. Come along and say hi.
Keep moving. Gotta get